you for tuning in to another episode of Targeted Talks. I'm your host, Nicole Tucker. I'm joined by Dr. Benjamin Anderson of the World Health Organization for a special episode following a targeted oncology webinar titled Lessons Learned in Pathology and Oncology from the COVID-19 Pandemic. Welcome, Dr. Anderson. Today, I'd like to hear your perspective on the recent webinar. So what were the lessons that panelists learned from COVID-19 that resonated with you the most?
Well, I think that the lessons learned relate to how a huge health crisis like COVID that tests the parts of our healthcare delivery system that don't necessarily get tested all that often, that's really provided an opportunity for us to examine what we do. During the discussion, there were a series of examples of how practices have changed because of COVID, some of which going to electronic work, having less physical interventions. But I think that we're really in a period where we'll be able to stand back and sort out what is it in our healthcare system that does need to be changed. If you think about healthcare in the United States, we spend 18% of our GNP on healthcare, and which is not a sustainable level investment, but it's also clear we don't get our money's worth out of that. There are inefficiencies or ineffective ways in which those funds are spent. Because if you look at other countries, I mean, France at 11%, there's these huge gaps in how much we're spending. And I think that the efficiencies that we're going to learn through COVID and other things, and the ability to change what we do as we recognize the old systems weren't so good, I think that's really going to be a big a positive shift for us.
Those are all very good points. So how do you envision these lessons impacting oncology in the United States after the pandemic?
I think that we're going to be doing more work in remote settings that ultimately is, the term we use is patient-centric, the patient's in the middle. It's Dr. Grelo mentioned an example of being able to have a telemedicine visit with a patient in hospice and in the last weeks of life. And what a plus that was for the patient and for the provider. In the past, that just wasn't possible because our healthcare system was too rigid in terms of what it permits and what it does not permit. And I think 5 to 10 years from now, we're going to see changes that, and they're going to be meaningful and real.
Those are profound predictions. Thank you. So how do you see the multidisciplinary aspect of oncology care evolving, considering these impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic?
As our discussion illuminated, cancer in particular is a multidisciplinary field. And so the traditional way in which we think of healthcare, where, I'm a patient and I try to find who's the best doctor to do this, and I, you know, who's got the best reviews, and who do my friends and colleagues say is best. That thinking, one doctor at a time, is really being replaced by systems. So if I'm in a really good system, and I think I do practice in a really good system in Seattle, but if I'm in a really good system, it actually shouldn't matter which doctor the patient sees. And I think we're going to get more of that systems thinking and less of the one doctor at a time. And cancer forces that, because my surgery is only helpful when it's followed by appropriate radiotherapy. And actually, it's the drug therapy that decreases metastatic disease and saves lives. So we are compelled to think collectively about how to do that. And I think we're gonna see much more of that because now we've had practice at it.
Good points. Thank you, Dr. Anderson. So being a physician with more of a worldwide view of this COVID-19 pandemic, how would you compare the experience of oncology clinicians in the United States to international clinicians?
Thank you for that question. we got started with global healthcare in our group back in the very early 2000s. And our program, the Breast Health Global Initiative, developed this concept of resource stratified guidelines. You know, how do you implement and how do you build systems when you don't have all of the tools in place? But there's very much, in doing global work, there's a back and forth between, well, now let's see, what do we do in the high income environment? And now I'm in a limited resource environment and I don't have my tools. What I have done is I look in the environment, I say, now let's see, what would I do if I was back in Seattle? How would I adapt to this? And I think that that back and forth is really a key component of this. I'm now working for the World Health Organization. And what we recently launched in March was the Global Breast Cancer Initiative. And the whole thesis of the Global Breast Cancer Initiative is to translate what we do in high-income settings where we have been very successful. Breast cancer mortality has dropped by 40% between the 1980s and the present time in the US and in Western Europe. How can we recreate that in a limited resource environment? It causes us to dissect out the pieces of our own tools to apply them. But I think it's a full circle because we're going to be applying these things in low and middle income countries. And I think that there are learning points. We often talk outside of the US healthcare environment and they say, well, gosh, the best healthcare is in the United States. And actually that's true for a subset of our population that has all of the access. But actually, there's a large section of the US that doesn't get those services, and it breaks down economically, it breaks down by racial lines. I think we're going to have the opportunity to apply these limited resource thinkings to meet the needs of our communities that are rural, that have more obstacles to coming in for care. And I remain optimistic that those who have been in underserved communities will be doing better 10 years from now because of these experiences.
Considering everything that we've discussed, what is your takeaway message on molding oncology care post-COVID-19?
I think that we need collectively to examine the American healthcare delivery system and seriously ask the questions of how can we do better without just spending? How can we organize in ways that makes it effective? And I think that that is really important. I think at the same time, one of the discussion points that came out had to do with healthcare providers, that the pandemic has been incredibly difficult for healthcare providers that are in the middle of it, trying to do their work in the best way that we can. And for those of us that are older and grew up in training, the thinking was more along the lines of, you're a doctor, tough it out. And I think nurses were very much the same way. I think we have to think in a more thoughtful way about sustainability of our healthcare workforce to make sure that we are asking the workforce to do things that not only are they willing to do, but can continue to do over time. Because I'm sorry to say that we're seeing attrition in the workforce because it's too hard and we're asking too much. It is time to reevaluate how to do this well in ways that are not punitive to the healthcare workforce.